The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
You've heard us, all of us, for the last couple of days and weeks, actually. We've been speaking about the CEO Cycle Challenge and how it's an opportunity, in actual fact, for us as South Africans to be able to do good, not just help South Africa, but actively change South Africa. And through contributions, we're able to reach and change the lives of so many different young people, pupils who have some great skills, but to assist them to get into some of the prestigious schools in South Africa that they perhaps otherwise wouldn't have been able to get into. And now the trajectory of their whole lives begins to change as a result of them being put into that. And it really has a generational change over their lives and their families and the rest of their future. And this is where we've been calling you to join the movement and cycle like a boss between the 9th and the 13th of September. Now, before we tell you more about the challenge, how's about we hear the story of someone who's been the recipient of the great work of the South African Hall of Fame? Joining me in studio right now is Lehagwe Mokoena, who is a pupil at Boys High. And he joins me to tell me all about just what this learnership meant for him. Lehagwe, welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to be chatting to you, man. I was telling you just now that I'm looking forward to you discovering your radio voice, just in case you consider it. So hopefully by the end of it, you're just like, no, I think I've got it. So you'll be listening in closely, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I'll keep you to that. But we're not here to talk about radio at all. We're here to talk about your learnership program that was funded by the South African Hall of Fame. I can't imagine the moment when you get the call or the email or the moment you find out about this. What was going on when you found out that you are going to be part of this program that's funded by the South African Hall of Fame?
No, I remember this day like quite vividly in my life, because I remember it was like a random Wednesday. I was chilling outside, and then my mom calling, shouting, like, come in. And then I see on her phone that, hey, Hall of Fame has decided to sponsor you for high school. And like, I don't think I even know what to put towards how excited I was about the opportunity.
Yeah, man, and I'm almost imagining that it must kind of feel surreal. But paint the picture for us of where you were when you found out about the South African Hall of Fame, what sport you were up to, what were some of your aspirations prior to you getting that message that says, hey, they're going to select you.
Yeah, basically the whole of primary I was just playing rugby, and then I made a provincial team, and then after that I started wondering where I was going to end up, because I knew I didn't want to stay where I was. I wanted to go somewhere higher, but I didn't have any opportunities to do that. So that's where I was before Hall of Fame contacted me.
Where did rugby start for you? Where did you fall in love with rugby? Did you just from watching it, or someone in the family always played it?
No, I moved here when I was quite young, and then one of the ways that I would waste time just play with rugby ball, and then from there it's been just what I've been doing.
Man, I feel like I should try that. Play with a cricket ball, see if I can play cricket. Play with a rugby ball, see if it translates to me playing rugby. But let's bring it back to the learnership. I mean, it must mean a lot for someone to recognize not just your skill, but to kind of see you and be seen for the person that you could become. What does that mean for you? Because receiving the funding of the program is one thing, but to be able to see someone saying, hey, Lehagwe, we see you and the possibility and the potential you have, must mean a lot.
Yeah, it really did, because I was questioning my confidence a lot in my sport. Like, if I was good enough to get all of these things that I saw were possible. And then when Hall of Fame said no, they saw me and they wanted to me, it really gave me like a type of confidence that I didn't think I could have had before.
Yeah, and now here you are, you're a Boys High alumni forever. Even if you drop out this year, you're forever part of the annals of Boys High. Your future's changing completely. But I can imagine that when you're part of a program like this, that it must, how can I say, there must be some challenges of stepping into a new place and almost feeling like I have to live up to what the program wanted me to do. What are some of the challenges that you experienced during this learnership program? And how did you find the ability to overcome those challenges?
I think it's just a lot of adjustments, because it's a new school. It's a much bigger school than I was at before. So like, just going to the practices, you'd have to like mingle with a lot of new people. And then I think just being confident in yourself to be able to do whatever you asked to do. Yeah. I think that was just important to me.
I'm sure you're also being exposed to so much more now in terms of what's out there, the people that are there, some of the boys that's attending the school. Do you find that it's changing the way you dream about the future and your future career now since being part of the program and the learnership and Boys High?
Yeah, I think before I came into Boys, I had a very limited mindset. But after coming, like, it's opened a whole new variety of things that life could be. Yeah. Like the opportunities that I can go to.
Okay, so the year is, I need to do my maths quickly. The Springboks played the Rugby World Cup in 2023, I think it was, right? It was last year. Was it this year?
No, it was last year.
Last year, 2023, and that's every 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So what? Let me do the math quickly. 3 plus 4, that's 7, plus another 4, that's 2031. Maybe we'll give you, yeah, let's say the year is 2031 or 2035. We see you as part of the starting of the Springboks. Is that what it's looking like, Lehakwe?
That's the hope. That's the goal, yes.
That's the hope or the goal. You have to choose one.
Yes, the goal,
is that
yes.
where we're going? Okay, 100%. I'm excited to hear you say that because I think it's amazing to see how in one place you had the skill, but you didn't know where it would go. And now you actually see it come to life. What are some of the things that you think kind of changed in your family structure? Just seeing you be there, I'm sure it's an inspiration for a lot of people. Yeah. Kind of yeah. stepping out of what you were used to.
Yeah, I think most of my family just like got a new hope.
Yeah,
because I think before this there was a lot of pressure, but now that I've been there, they can see that it's possible for them to also aspire to do big things in life.
Yeah, and I'm sure now when you're talking to cousins and friends, you also now able to encourage them that things are possible for them too. So lastly, before we wrap up our time together, do you think the CEO cycle challenge that we spoke about at the beginning can actually make it possible for learners to benefit from the learnership program that's funded by the South African Hall of Fame?
I really do think so. I feel like it's a nice initiative to do, and I feel like it can really help and change a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, 100%. Well, Lehakwe, let me not keep you any longer before you stay away from training. 2031 is calling and we need you as part of that starting team of the Springboks. Congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And man, I'm looking forward to just where you'll be and the future, how it looks like and what's possible for you now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh man, fantastic. That's a conversation with Lehakwe Mokoena, who is a pupil who's on the receiving end of the learnership program that is funded by the South African Hall of Fame. And hey, you and I, through the CEO Cycle Challenge, are able to make a difference to ensure that many other Lehakwes that are in South Africa can be part of something that's completely different for them. They can be able to dream a little bit different. They can be able to see a future that looks different to what they've ever imagined. And that's as simple as being part of the CEO Cycle Challenge. And what we give towards this really makes a difference towards the future of South Africa. It's that tagline of not just helping South Africa, but actually changing South Africa. And I absolutely, absolutely love to see what happens into their lives and their futures. Can you imagine generations, families changed over this one pupil who eventually gets a part of this learnership program? So if you want to know more about this, go on and visit ceochallenge.co.za and join the movement. We'll be cycling from the 9th to the 13th of September at the Nashua Nashua mobile head office. That's going to be happening there. And there's three ways for you to participate. The first one is as an individual. It's 50,000 Rand for you to participate as an individual or as a team of four, which costs 150,000 Rand. Or you can pledge your support to say, hey, I want to be able to ride my own bike in my own time. Go on and do that and be able to pledge towards this. Article 18A is available. SED is available. And we really want to encourage you to say, hey, join us in making a difference in the lives of so many other young South Africans. And who knows, just as we're saying, Lehakwe might be there in 2031 as part of the Springboks team. You never know how your contribution might be able to change the trajectory of another child's life.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.